Hello, podcast listeners. You may have noticed that SourceCast has not been available for the last 2 weeks, and I'm here to tell you that the lack of episodes will continue. Wah, wah. I'm sure you're really upset that there may be no more SourceCast, but fear not. SourceCast is coming back. I'm just taking a little break. And since I do a podcast, I thought the best way to communicate this break is through the podcast medium. So before I even get into the reasons why, let me just announce that SourceCast episodes will resume normal broadcasting schedule on September 3rd. And for the question of why I'm taking this break, well, there are a few reasons. First, and without getting into too many specific details, I have been, for the better part of this year, leading a pretty big project at my actual job. And this project is going into its final phases, and I need to be focused on that. And to that point, I also need to feel that on the weekends, I have some time to relax and spend with my kid. This entire year, while I've been heads down doing this project, the evenings where I would typically do research for the podcast, I have been working.
I don't have a neck and I've got the flu. Wah, wah, wah.
And because of that work, most of this podcast stuff I do on Saturday and Sunday mornings. And I lock myself down in my basement and I avoid my wife and my child until I can get these episodes recorded. And I kind of feel bad.
Wah, wah.
So for the next 6 weeks, I don't want to spend my time locked in a basement, working on this podcast, working all week. Even though I love doing the podcast, I need a little break. The second thing is, which is good timing, I've noticed over the last 2 years that the summers, they're a little bit difficult for podcast topics. There's not as much news, there's not as much correlation. If you go back and check out last summer's episodes, you will actually see me making jokes. I'll use songs like There's No Cure for the Summertime Blues. And I went back and checked. I made several comments to the lack of newsworthiness. I viewed making episodes with that lack of information a badge of honor. I could still produce something mildly entertaining, and I'm still physically improving. And that's not saying that I feel like I've plateaued or feel like I don't want to continue to improve, but for the aforementioned reasons, it's a good time to take a break. Now, what I do plan to do during the next 6 or 7 weeks is maybe get 3 or 4 episodes in the can. So when normal broadcasting resumes, there's not as much pressure to deliver every single week. And before I end this mini podcast, I would be remiss if I didn't actually bring up an IT tech topic to leave you with. I was heads down this week on project work, and on Friday afternoon, I had a couple of minutes to start searching the news, and you'll actually see this on the blog post from 7/13. But there are rumors that Amazon is getting into the networking equipment business. And as a result of that rumor, Cisco and other networking equipment companies, their stocks dropped. Loyal listeners already reached out to me and asked me my opinion about this particular rumor. And while there isn't a lot of news, here are my thoughts so far. The networking equipment business is difficult. There's low margins and there's high expectations for customers. But that's not something that Amazon shies away from. Amazon sort of likes those low-margin businesses, and they always seem to find some sweet spot. But think about it this way. 49% of all online retail business is routed through Amazon. And then you factor in other businesses that use their cloud services. I'm sure that Amazon can benefit from optimizing their own equipment to service their own needs. But I don't think that Amazon would be successful at selling Amazon network equipment to non-Amazon lines of business. If I were a bank or an insurance company, I might be very hesitant to install Amazon equipment in my own personal data center. Why? Well, it seems that Amazon has discovered that in addition to selling products, in addition to selling cloud services, in addition to selling audiobooks and tablets, they have been getting very good at collecting user data and repurposing it for all kinds of marketing applications. So if I ran a data center, I would be hesitant to install equipment from a company that is not shy about using data it collects to build sales profiles as a means of selling even more information to certain clients and customers. But they probably don't have to go after those markets. If they only focused internally, they're still going to take a huge chunk out of Cisco and the other companies that make this networking equipment. Making this equipment is difficult. And does Amazon want to get into the business of making these devices when someone else can? That's a tough one, but if you look at what Apple's doing, where they are trying to control their entire supply chain, making their own CPUs, their own GPUs, their own screens for their most popular product, the phone, you could understand why they're at least investigating this strategy. So anyway, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Thank you for listening to all of the episodes and for growing the subscription base. I am not abandoning you, and I will be back soon. September 3rd, to be exact. Thank you. Take care.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.